This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Don't have to do it. The window is open up through March 4th. And there's the obvious names across the league. T. Higgins, Sam Darnold. Adam Schefter's tweet mentioned number three on his list, Trey Smith, as a franchise tag candidate. Now, you were gone on Thursday last week, but Drew and I were talking about this because we had a lot of texts coming in saying, hey, why can't they tag and trade Trey Smith? And at the time, I was like, I just don't think it makes sense for the team trying to acquire him. I still believe that. I also don't think it makes sense for the Chiefs in its own right to do it. Remember, that cap number you have to carry until you move on from or get a new deal.
$26 million, I think, for guard right now.
They are not going to tag him for $25 million and have that on the book. And then if your goal is to trade them, well, then the trade value you're getting is way less because that team has to give a brand new deal to make them the highest paid guard in NFL history. Because franchise tag, for those who don't remember, it's the top five, it's the average of the top five salaries at your position. That's what you're talking about in year one of a franchise tag. I disagree with Schefter. I mean, is he a candidate by like literally a candidate? Yes. Anybody that is a, you know, yes, he's a candidate. That is true. I just don't believe it. The dollars don't make sense to tag him.
I'm going to assume, I'm going to give Schefter a little bit of credit here and assume that some of this is based on not just looking at the thing, but doing a little bit of like actual reporting in the sense that he only listed three teams as potential franchise tag candidates. T. Higgins is one we all know is a potential tag guy. Yep. Makes a lot of sense. We all know that Sam Darnold, to a point, kind of makes sense, or Byron Murphy, although, you know, I don't really get the Darnold part. I kind of think that means you don't believe in J.J. McCarthy. But with Trey Smith, I kind of get it if you really do want to pay him. The only way franchise tagging Trey Smith makes sense is if your plan is to give him an extension like now. Like, and I understand, like,
you can
tag
carry
him.
The 25
you can
million,
because
man.
You can restructure Patrick Mahomes and you can change Travis Kelce's number. You can make the money happen before the deadline on March 12th.
Yeah, but no.
But you got to be planning on giving him more money going forward.
Yeah, it's not that. Can they actually? Of course, they can move. You need to move that money. The guys you're talking about restructuring, they need to move that money around to go and do other things.
Yeah.
I don't believe they want to drag. No, I would be stunned, man. I would be stunned. They either just get a deal done with Trey Smith, which I still think is unlikely. But as far as I would be almost more stunned that they tag him than if they got a deal done with him. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I saw Matt Miller over at ESPN bring up the transition tag part. For those who are curious, it'd be around $20, $21 million to do transition tag. But here's how that tag works in case you don't know. You put him on the transition tag. Anyone in the NFL is now allowed to offer Trey Smith a contract extension or a contract in general. The Chiefs have the right to match said contract and then keep Trey Smith. But if he signs with somebody else, let's just say you give him the transition tag, the Chicago Bears offer him a gajillion dollars like we all think that they will. The Chiefs are like, oh my God, I didn't realize you were going to give Trey Smith that amount of money. We'll see you later, Trey. You then get zero compensation. You don't get the comp pick. You don't get a pick back from the, you know, Bears for making the deal. You get nothing.
You want the comp pick at minimum for Trey Smith.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to make $100+ million. You got it. You can't risk the transition tag again, unless your plan is to 100% sign him. The only time I think a transition tag makes sense is if you're trying to teach a player a lesson of your value ain't what you think your value is. And you're off on this one, and we're going to show you a lesson. There have been 5 players in the last 15 years who received a transition tag.
And that's the issue right there.
So, like, it's a very small number.
Yeah, because people on the text line, 913-586-7965, saying, yeah, they can use the transition tag. Again, literally, they can. They can use either tag. Nobody's saying it can't happen. I don't think it makes a lot of sense. And the number you just said, it is so rare to even use the transition tag.
I used last year, funny enough, but only 5 in the last 15 years.
That's a good sample size.
Was that player a star player, though, that got the transition
tag? The safety for the Patriots.
Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't get a transition tag if you were projected to be a top.
Yeah, the highest paid guard ever. By the way, he's Trey Smith, if he gets a new deal somewhere, wherever it is, he's going to get the largest contract for a guard in NFL history.
Correct.
Props to him. He's been a hell of a player. And he's also been underpaid because of the questions around his health coming out of the draft, and that's why he was a 6th-round pick. If he didn't have any health questions, he would have been a 2nd or 3rd-round pick and would have already been making decent money. He's been making, like, by NFL standards, I know you and I, it's a lot. NFL standards, he's been making nothing.
Yes. He's been making $700,000 a year, whatever. Maybe $1 million this year. I don't know.
You also don't tag him and then just ride the year out and just have him around for another season because you're wasting any chance that you get anything for him again.
Someone from
that's a big number.
The 91C says, come on, guys. The thing you're not thinking about is Mahomes wants to win over salary. Yeah, he can restructure all he wants, but that doesn't mean you're going to just pay everybody the highest paid of their position.
He's not going to make $1.
Mahomes is going to restructure, I'm sure, his deal again. They can lower the cap hit down to $28 million if they want to. I'm not disagreeing with that, and he has shown time and time again he is willing to do that. I don't think that applies here. It's not as simple as Patrick Mahomes can say, I want Trey Smith, and I want McDuffie, and I want Karlaftis. Oh, and I want you to give me a star wide receiver. I know Joe Burrow thinks he can do that. He's talking that way in Cincinnati. That's not realistic. That's just not realistic at all.
From Mahomes, I would say no. I mean, he's got to go to if you want all those players paid at the highest of their position, you got to go back to you need to take on Brock Purdy's rookie contract if you want anything like that to happen.
But the conversation about, like, Mahomes wanting to make sure that they have a good team around him, yeah, we've established that for years. He's done that. That to me doesn't come into play here with the Trey Smith contract. They're going to lower his cap hit no matter what. They have other things to do this offseason. I don't believe this organization is going to make the guard position their priority this go around.
If they're doing that, I just kind of feel like they'll extend Tooney. Like, he'll also have to be one of the top paid guards in the league. But look, I think Trey Smith's a really good player.
Yeah.
I think unless age is going to beat him to death, Joe Tooney has been the league's best guard. So, like, if you're going to pay elite level guard money, why wouldn't you pay for the league's best guard? That's all.
Well, and in fairness, the Chiefs have drafted so well that Mahomes, technically, I mean, him taking, he doesn't even have to take the restructure for them to still be a legitimate contender because Veach has done such a good job at drafting. It's not like he needs to do that in order for them to compete and contend and everything like that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.